Hello there, this is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. You're listening to Hospital Radio for Northumberland and North Tyneside. My opening hymn today is an all-time favourite, How Great Thou Art, and it's sung by four young lads from Nashville who formed the group Anthem Lights. This version comes as a request from one of our listeners, so here is How Great Thou Art.
O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art.
And when I think that God, his Son, not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in.
That on that cross, my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home. What joy shall fill my heart?
Then I shall bow with humble adoration.
The most moving verse in that hymn, and the one that's most relevant for today's programme, is this one. And when I think that God, his Son not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in, that on the cross my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. That verse is based on John 3:16, which says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." Our gospel reading today is one where Jesus hints that he is ready to lay down his life in Jerusalem. He has work to do, but on the third day he will reach his goal. Was he talking here of his resurrection? I'll let you judge for yourselves. The reading itself comes over like an Aesop's fable. In it we have a fox and a hen, one ruthless character, the other compassionate. There's lots to unpack in it, so let's listen to our gospel reading from Luke chapter 13, verse 31 to the end. At that time some Pharisees came to Jesus and said to him, "Leave this place and go somewhere else. Herod wants to kill you." Jesus replied, "Go tell that fox. I will keep on driving out demons and healing people today and tomorrow. And on the third day I will reach my goal. In any case, I must press on, today and tomorrow and the next day, for surely no prophet can die outside Jerusalem." Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you were not willing. Look, your house is left to you desolate. I tell you, you will not see me again until you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'"
Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life.
Was Hillsong singing, "Lord, I lift your name on high." It seems from that first verse of scripture that there were actually some Pharisees who were friendly with Jesus. Here they are warning him that he was in danger. Scripture also records they wanted to know more about his teaching. They invited him to meals. They spoke with him outside the temple. They listened to his teaching in public places. And even though they strongly agreed with much of his teaching, there were certain things Jesus said which infuriated them, and their conversations didn't always end well. But here they are now trying to protect him from Herod. So who was Herod, and why did Jesus look on him as a fox? This Herod was known as Herod Antipas, who now ruled Galilee. He was a ruthless leader who had ordered the execution of John the Baptist, a prophet who'd condemned him for taking his brother Philip's wife for himself. This same Herod was the product of a cruel and villainous father, Herod the Great, who, when he had been king, had murdered most of his relatives to hold on to his throne, and had had children under the age of 2 killed in his search for a Messiah king in Bethlehem. No wonder Herod Antipas turned out as he did. Jesus was inferring that this Herod Antipas was no lion king, mighty and strong as a ruler ought to be, but wily, vicious and unsparing. Yes, just like a fox. Farmers will often testify to their hatred of foxes, not only because they steal their livestock, but that they kill indiscriminately, attacking and destroying all the birds in a coop, rather than just taking what they really need to eat. But Jesus had good news to pass on, and he wasn't going to be silenced. Let's have another hymn. This one, "Oh for a Thousand Tongues to Sing," is sung by St. Michael's Singers and was written by Charles Wesley. Jesus' response to the Pharisees was to ignore their warning. He had a mission to complete, and he knew Jerusalem was to be the place where he was destined to suffer and die. It was inconceivable to him that he should die anywhere else but the holy city. Until then, he would go on healing, preaching, and casting out demons. Nothing and no one would stop him. His mind was set. Today, tomorrow, and the next day, I must be on my way. He was saying, in other words, don't try and stop me. This is who I am. This is what I've been called to do. His attitude is so like that very popular song from The Greatest Showman called This Is Me. Listen to these words. When the sharpest words want to cut me down, I'm going to send a flood, going to drown them out. I am brave. I am bruised. I am whom I meant to be. This is me. Look out, because here I come, and I'm marching on to the beat I drum. I'm not scared to be seen. I make no apologies. This is me. Here is Kayla Settle singing that song.
I am not a stranger to the dark. Hide away, they say, because we don't want your broken parts. I've learned to be ashamed of all my scars. Run away, they say, no one will love you as you are. But I won't let them break me down to dust. I know that there's a place for us, for we are glorious. When the sharpest words wanna cut me down, gonna send a flood, gonna drown them out. I am brave, I am bruised, I am who I'm meant to be. This is me. Look out, cause here I come. And I'm I'm gonna send a bird, gonna drown a mound. This is brave, this is bruised, this is who I'm meant to be, this is me.
This says something to us, surely, about the role we play in continuing Jesus' mission in the world, how we too should be unfazed and unafraid as we spread his message in this world. Even in danger and trouble, we must carry on. This is who we are, followers of Jesus, and we must make no apologies. Then Scripture tells us that Jesus became sorrowful and began to grieve over the city of Jerusalem and its people, saying, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing." He has called his people to him for protection and safety, but they want none of him or his teaching. A story is told of a wise man in India called Sadhu Sundar Singh. He was travelling in the Himalayas when he saw something that made the love of God very real to him. In a Tibetan village, he noticed a crowd of people standing beneath a burning tree, looking up at its branches. He soon discovered they were watching a bird anxiously flying around a nest full of young ones. She wanted to save them, but couldn't. When the fire reached the nest, the crowd waited breathlessly to see what she would do. No one could climb the tree. No one could help her. She could have easily saved her own life by flying away, but instead of fleeing, she sat on the nest, covering her little ones carefully with her wings. The fire seized her and burned her to ashes. She had demonstrated her love by giving her life for them. It is said that in cases of farmyard fires, farmers sometimes find, beneath the burned carcass of a mother hen, a clutch of living chicks under her wings, protected from the flames by her sacrifice. Such is the love of the mother hen. And such is the Father's love too. Here's a song written by Stuart Townend called "How Deep the Father's Love." It's sung here by Ferdinand Ortega.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he should give his only Son and make a wretch his treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns his face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory. Behold the man upon his cross, my sin upon his shoulders. Ashamed I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished. No gifts, no power, no wisdom, but I will boast in Jesus Christ, His death and resurrection. Why should I gain from His reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart, His wounds have paid my ransom. Why should I gain from His reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart, His wounds have paid my ransom.
Finally, Jesus pronounces that real trouble is coming to Jerusalem if they don't change their ways. They are a proud people, and they long for self-determination and political independence from the Romans, and quite possibly the power and wealth that goes with it. Jesus has offered them God's way forward, a way of peace and love, forgiveness and self-sacrifice, and they have rejected His message. So Jesus, in His role as prophet, declares, "Look, your house is left to you desolate." Some think this may well have been a prophecy about the destruction of Jerusalem and the temple, which later occurred in AD 70. To reject the ways of God can bring society down, whole nations in fact. We are called to trust in God and find shelter beneath His wings. We're to travel through our world peacefully, in tenderness and kindness, speaking truth and standing for justice. We are children of God and heirs of His kingdom. We ought to resemble Him. All these thoughts are gathered up in a song by Jonathan Vieira. It's our final song today. It's a blessing prayer, and it's called Go Peaceful. Let us receive these words as our final blessing today. Have a really good week, everyone. Bye for now.
Go peaceful in gentleness through the violence of these days. Give freely, show tenderness in all your ways. Through darkness, in troubled times, let holiness be your aim. Seek wisdom, let faithfulness burn like a flame. God speed you, God lead you, and keep you wrapped around His heart. May you be known by love. Be righteous, speak truthfully in a world of greed and lies. Show kindness, see everyone through heaven's eyes. God hold you, enfold you, and keep you wrapped around His heart. May you my love.